The pundits are predicting a record number of voters, and even if you wouldn't know a pollster's turnout model from a Model T, you're probably sensing it too.
Commentator and Republican political consultant Jay Bryant.
If nothing else, this result should end once and for all the silly claim that negative campaigns turn voters off. I've been watching elections for more than 30 years, and this year tops them all for negativity. But it seems to me it's energized voters, causing them to redouble their determination to contribute, volunteer, and show up at the polls. It seems people have chosen sides in record numbers. A late Gallup survey has the combined Bush and Kerry votes totaling 96%. I figure Nader at 1% and the other minor parties at a combined 1%, which means only 2% are still thinking about it. Now, to be sure, there are many people, including me, who are very concerned that some partisans, in their enthusiasm, will resort to various kinds of voter fraud. But that's a separate matter, because the pollsters measure only real people, and it's abundantly clear that real people are fired up to make this decision. Let's look at some of the reasons this high turnout seems likely. First, the perception is that the race is very close, and in the wake of the 2000 election, people have finally realized their one vote could truly make a difference. Second, this year, people aren't saying they're all alike about the candidates. There are very real differences on major issues people care about. On Iraq and the war on terrorism, on taxes, health care, Social Security, and other matters, policies for the next 4 years will be significantly different depending on who's calling the shots from the Oval Office. The two candidates' personalities, demeanors, and lifestyles, their long suits and shortcomings, all those qualities that add up to what we think of as character, are as different as sailboarding and barbecues. And we have a clearer picture of the differences this year, I think, because of the unprecedented length of the campaign season and record size of the campaign budgets. So, who are you for? I'd try to convince you to be for my guy, but I'm pretty sure you've already made up your mind. Looks like just about everybody has, and fully intends to register his or her choice.
Jay Bryant writes online at theoptimate.com.